The road to gold continues as the Oscars red carpet is officially rolled out. Conan O'Brien looks forward to returning as the show's host.
My old rule is that if it's fun for me to do it, it might be fun for people to watch it.
Sinners leads the night with the most nominations ever, 16, including for Best Picture.
You twins?
Nah, we cousins.
One battle after another follows with 13 nominations. Variety's Clayton Davis weighs in on the movie matchup.
This is the great, pun intended, battle of our time, and it's going to be one battle after another in every category between Sinners and One Battle After Another. I don't know which one is going to come up on top.
Three-time nominee Timothy Chalamet shares the Best Actor stage with Leonardo DiCaprio, Ethan Hawke, Michael B. Jordan, and Wagner Moura. Despite Chalamet's Golden Globe win for Marty Supreme, Davis doesn't expect the 30-year-old actor to take home an Oscar.
They made Leonardo DiCaprio wait till he was 41 years old and climbed into a dead carcass before they gave him an Academy Award. Timmy, they're going to make him wait some time.
Best Actress nominees include Hamnet's Jesse Buckley, Rose Byrne, Kate Hudson, Renate Reinsve, and Emma Stone.
I don't like to use the word lock very often, but I sat there and I went, oh, Best Actress is over. We know Jesse Buckley's going to win an Oscar this year.
Something notable this year, 76 women were nominated in Oscar categories, marking a show record.
Sinners Ryan Coogler also aims to make history this year with a win for Best Director, a category that's never been won by a black director.